Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 meteorologist Chris Homan.
New heroes for the galaxy. On the desert planet Jakku, three new friends named Rey, Finn, and BB-8 were on the run from an evil group called the First Order. The First Order wanted a map that BB-8 was carrying. The friends hopped in an old ship called the Millennium Falcon and blasted away from Jakku. But the Falcon belonged to the rebel heroes Han Solo and Chewbacca. Han and Chewie agreed to help Rey and Finn get BB-8 back to the Resistance. The Resistance, led by Han and Chewie's old friend General Leia, was trying to save the galaxy from the First Order. Han knew his friend Maz Kanata could help them. They flew the Falcon to Maz's castle on the planet Takodana. Maz was a small alien with big goggles. She gave Rey something very special. It was a lightsaber that had once belonged to Leia's brother, Luke Skywalker, a famous Jedi master. Suddenly, the First Order arrived and started attacking Maz's castle. They were looking for BB-8. TIE fighters blasted the castle with green laser fire. The Resistance needed to fight back. The First Order had built a deadly super weapon called the Starkiller. Resistance X-Wings flew into the battle to destroy the weapon. Rey joined the fight too, battling the First Order warrior Kylo Ren with Luke's lightsaber. Once Han and Leia's son, Ben, he had fallen to the dark side to become Kylo. "You need a teacher," he told Rey, who was strong in the Force. But Rey didn't want to join the dark side. She knocked Kylo to the ground and escaped. The Resistance managed to destroy the Starkiller. The super weapon exploded in a shower of sparks. But the First Order was still powerful, and Rey knew she would have to fight Kylo Ren again. He had been right. Rey did need a teacher to show her the ways of the Force. BB-8's map led to Luke Skywalker. The First Order had wanted the map so they could defeat Luke, the galaxy's last Jedi. But Rey used the map to find Luke on the distant planet Octu, so she could ask him to teach her the ways of the Force. Luke didn't want to teach anyone ever again, though. Not after Luke's sister, Leia, trusted him to train her son, Ben, who had turned to the dark side to become Kylo Ren. Rey was stubborn, though. She followed Luke until he agreed to teach her. But the more Rey learned, the more she believed she could save Kylo from the dark side. Rey went to find Kylo, but she was captured by the First Order. Kylo rescued her, and the two fought a band of First Order guards side by side. Had she saved him from the dark side? No, Kylo wanted Rey to join him. "We can rule together," he promised her. Rey refused Kylo's offer and escaped. She found her friends in the Resistance on the planet Crate, zooming across salt flats in old speeders to battle massive First Order AT-M6 walkers. But the Resistance was outnumbered and soon had to retreat to a cave base nearby. They were trapped and needed help. Suddenly, Luke Skywalker appeared. Kylo Ren insisted on fighting the old Jedi himself. But no matter how hard or fast Kylo swung his lightsaber, Luke always found a way to dodge the crackling red sword. Luke was distracting Kylo long enough for the Resistance to escape. And escape they did. Rey used the Force to lift a wall of heavy boulders from the back of the cave base to free her friends. Luke had actually never been on Crate. He had used all of his strength to project himself from Octu onto Crate through the Force to help the Resistance. As the Resistance fled from the First Order, Rey turned to General Leia. "How do we build a rebellion from this?" she asked, looking around at the few fighters who remained. "We have everything we need," Leia replied with a smile. And Leia was right, because the Resistance had hope.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.